The townships of Fontvannes and Estissac, situated in the Pays d'Hôte, are ideal places for tasting the delicious cider of the Pays d'Hôte. Lovely for a walk in a pretty rural setting, both have been named Ville et Village Fleuri for their fine quality of life. Let's start with Fontvannes. In 1019, the township was called Fontsvenai. It was home to Vannes' biggest spring and had a covered washhouse, the Lavoir Halle. Recently restored, the washhouse has wooden beams which recall the famous timber-framed houses in Troyes. The Saint-Alban Church has a stunning clear view over the hills of the Pays d'Hôte. The wooden altarpiece, where the Last Judgment is depicted, is the only one of its kind in the area. Fontvannes is also home to several Paleolithic and Neolithic archaeological sites.
Let's move on to Estissac, which also has its share of attractions. Bearing the township's former name, the church of Saint-Liobaud dates back to the 18th century, as shown by the neoclassical portal, a very popular style at the time. The church is home to more than 10 listed works, and there is also a depiction of a local legend, Saint-Loup killing the salty dragon. It is said that the dragon, vanquished by Saint-Loup in the 5th century, was kept in a trunk full of salt, hence its name. From that day on, an annual procession was organised every year until the 18th century, when the salty dragon paraded through the streets of Troyes. It would stop at each of the churches in the town centre. The covered market, a masterpiece of carpentry built in the 17th century, is also worth visiting. There is nothing left of Saint-Liobaud Castle, but the Domaine du Moulin de Aiguebaud is open to visitors. Visit the Open Cage Washhouse, or A Cage Ouverte, adjoining Place Caroline. Built in brick by the Vannes River, the architecture is both aesthetic and practical. Finally, according to recent historical and archaeological research, the famous Battle of the Catalonian Plains, when the Huns were beaten in 451, took place around Estissac.